So actually, you told me where we were going to go because we're still left.
So I think they're getting ready to start here.
Did he say something? What'd you say, Steve?
Hey, Steve, can you hear us?
What'd you say, Steve? Hello? Can you hear us out there? No. Apparently not. Hello, can you hear us out there in Zoom world? No? Uh-oh.
Yes, you can hear.
Oh, great. Okay, good. Yay.
Steve might have his speakers on. I'll send
a message. Okay.
You want to sit on the couch or sit at the table?
Let me see.
I'd be fine over here if that's okay. But...
yeah, that's what I was saying.
Can you hear Steve?
Yes, we can.
Oh, yay, okay.
Is that right? So...
okay, we ready to go?
Sort of.
All right. Welcome, everybody, to our inaugural Song of Realization Sunday. We hope to continue this if there's enthusiasm for it. So we've done this a long time ago in the past, but we haven't done it in many years. So so hopefully we can create a new tradition. So these songs originated, a lot of the songs, at least the words, originated with Milarepa. And in his songs of realization, Milarepa wrote many songs, but of course the melodies were lost over the years. But Kempo Rinpoche and his students were able to create new melodies for these songs. And Kempo Rinpoche was an avid reader of Milarepa's songs, and so he would use the songs in his talk and asked his students to write melodies for them. And so over the years, in the 90s and 2000s, all these melodies were created mostly by Kempo Rinpoche. Some of them are original compositions of Kempo. Some of them are Milarepa songs. There's another famous teacher, Gotsampa, who wrote some of the songs as well. And now Punlop Rinpoche has also contributed to the songs. So we have a real wealth of songs here that we're going to sing today, and some of them are not in songbooks, but I do have them all, the words all online, so hopefully they're big enough to see, but most of them are in the songbooks. And I do have the page numbers on the slides for both the old songbook and the new songbook. So if you're online or interested in looking at this again and learning some of the melodies and words and stuff, you can go back recording and look through them and try and learn some of the things if you want. So so without further ado, we're going to start with one of our favorites, All These Forms, which is one of the major songs and most popular songs that we do. It was a Milarepa song. I believe. Isn't it a Milarepa song? No, it's a Kempo Rinpoche song. It's a Kempo Rinpoche song. Kempo Rinpoche song. And the melody was put to words in 1998 by his students. And it's an important song on a lot of different levels, but one of them is that it's talking about the four kinds of emptiness. Emptiness of sensory perceptions, emptiness of, the second verse talks about sound, but it really incorporates also thoughts as well. So anything related to verbal or conceptual perceptions is included in the second verse. The third verse is about bliss and emptiness. It talks about feelings. And the fourth is awareness emptiness, which is the basic ground of mind. And so it's important song talking about these four emptinesses and what we do when we encounter the four emptiness, which is just let go and relax. Uh-oh, we can have an echo here. Right. Okay. 120 in the old songbook. 203 in the new songbook. All these forms, appearance, emptiness, like a rainbow with shining glow in the of appearance emptiness, just let go, go where the mind goes. Every sound is sound and emptiness, like the sound of an echo's roll in the reaches of sound and emptiness. Just let go, go where the mind goes. Every feeling is bliss and emptiness, way beyond what words can show. In the reaches of bliss and emptiness, just let go, go where the mind goes. All awareness, emptiness, way beyond what thoughts can know. In the reaches of awareness, emptiness, just let go, go where the mind goes. Let awareness go, go where no mind goes. All right.
All right, Susan.
Janice, Lu Jung, Charlie. Well, welcome everybody. I hope the sound is okay online. Is it pretty good? Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, the next one we're going to do is also an important song in our lexicon and also talks about different kinds of emptiness as well. This is the Guru Rinpoche prayer. It's on page 6 of the old songbook. And page 282 in the new book. So this also talks about forms, appearance, and emptiness, and then sounds, which sound emptiness also includes conceptual emptiness. Movements of mind also talks about conceptual emptiness in the third verse. But it also talks about some interesting concepts that I think initially are presented in the Chittamatra and Yogacara teachings about the fluidity of the subject-object split, that where is the boundary between inside and outside? And it talks about purifying those perceptions, those dualistic perceptions, into a non-dual character. But it asks the questions of, you know, where is that boundary of inside and outside? So it's a very important song in that case. It's also important because it talks about, it's a devotional song invoking Guru Rinpoche, also known as Urgyen Pema Jungne, but Guru Rinpoche or Padmasambhava, who is the founder of the Nyingma lineage, really, the father of Tibetan Buddhism, who brought Buddhism originally from India to Tibet. So he's the central figure in the Nyingma lineage. And he represents all gurus. So in doing this song, you can visualize Guru Rinpoche and our own guru in his form as well. Okay, so here we go. All these forms that appear to ears that see, all things on the outside and the inside, the environment and its inhabitant appear, but let them rest where no self's found. Perceiver and perceived when purified are the body of the deity, clear emptiness to the guru for whom desire frees itself. To Urgyen Pema Jungne I supplicate. All these sounds that appear for ears that hear, taken as agreeable or not, let them rest in the realm of sound and emptiness, past all thought, beyond imagination. Sounds are empty, unarisen, and unceasing. These are what make up the victor's teaching. To the teachings of the victor, sound and emptiness. To Urgyen Pema Jungne I supplicate. All these movements of mind towards its object, these thoughts that make five poisons and affliction, the thinking mind to rest without contrivances, do not review the past nor guess the future. If you let such movement rest in its own place, it liberates into the Dharmakaya, to the guru for whom awareness frees itself. To Urgyen Pema Jungne I supplicate. Grant your blessing that purifies appearance of objects perceived as being outside. Grant your blessing that liberates perceiving mind. The mental operation seeming inside. Grant your blessing that between the two of thee. Clear will come to recognize its own fate. In your compassion, Sugatas of all three times, please bless me that a mind like mine be free. Okie dokie, that was a good one. So now we're going to do a little one verse song that doesn't appear in the songbook, actually. Oh, it actually is in 198 in the new songbook, I guess. Spontaneously written on the road to Denver International Airport in Boulder, 2004. Wow. Look at appearance, emptiness form. Listen to sound and emptiness sound. Rest in mind's nature, clarity, emptiness. And when your thoughts free themselves, laugh, oh, laugh, ha, ha, hee, hee. Look at appearance, emptiness form. Listen to sound and emptiness sound. Rest in mind's nature, clarity, emptiness. And when your thoughts free themselves, laugh, oh, laugh, ha, ha, hee, hee. Look at appearance, emptiness form. Listen to sounds and emptiness sound. Rest in mind's nature, clarity, emptiness. And when your thoughts free themselves, laugh, oh, laugh, ha, ha, hee, hee. I love those little one verse songs. They stick in your mind. I think about them all the time sometimes. All right, the next one we're going to do is sometimes colloquially known as the Nalanda Bodhi Anthem, which is the essential points of Mahamudra Dzogchen in the Middle Way. Page 62 in the old and 221 in the new book. This song was composed by Kenpo specifically for the Nalanda Bodhi Sangha. And it talks about the three major teachings that we have in Nalanda Bodhi and in Tibetan Buddhism as well. Those being the first verse is the middle way, the second verse being Mahamudra, and the third verse being Dzogchen. So the middle way teachings are the Madhyamaka teachings, talking about whether we can say anything about the experience of enlightenment at all. Mahamudra is more of a practice-oriented discipline that talks about resting in mind's nature. And the Dzogchen teachings are that, resting in mind's nature, and also dealing with the phenomenal world in terms of appearances and emptiness. So, hey, hey, lucky student, diligent, faithful, and smart. Take a look at mind's nature, simplicity unborn. When reference points and sign dissolve in certainty. Don't strive, strain, or stop. Just relax naturally. Look nakedly at the inexpressible. Mind's basic nature, bliss and emptiness. Relaxed at ease, fixation free. All that binds is free in bliss emptiness. Within this clear light, the Dharma Dhatu. Take a look at the play of unborn mind. Mind's play manifest as appearance emptiness. Pure awareness from beginningless time. Naturally present, transcending mind. Thoughts that this view is best, dissolve naturally. When realized, mind's reality. Then tingles of light and rainbows can shine. But since we don't think they're real, these oak chenpas are fine.
That's a great song. I put most of these songs together myself, so this time we're not doing requests. But next time we can, or we can make requests for next time, and I'll put the slides together so that people online can have them too. And so the next one we're going to do is one called The Five Poisons Self-Liberate. So the words were by a master named Za Patril Rinpoche, but really they were put to song by Punlop Rinpoche and Chris Stagg, our late, brilliant, everything, teacher, songwriter, song master, music master. Yeah. And so it's really a beautiful song. I think we first started singing this at Natartha in about 2017 or something like that. I think that's the first time. Sangha retreat. Okay. Sangha retreat. Okay. There we go. And so, yeah. So it's a lively song and it's not in the songbook. So you'll have to watch it on screen.
Don't chase the object of your anger. Just look at the angry mind. Anger, self-arisen, self-liberated. The clarity, emptiness, nature. Clarity, emptiness, it's nothing but mirror-like wisdom. In anger, self-liberate, shout out the six syllables. Om Mani Padme Hum, yeah. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum.
Don't fixate on the object of your pride. Just look at the fixating mind. Thinking your hot stuff's self-liberated. Is nature. Original nature. It's nothing but the wisdom of equality within pride, self-liberation. Shout out to six syllables. Om Mani Padme Hum, yeah. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Don't cling to the object of desire. Just look at the clinging mind. Clinging self-arisen and self-liberated. The bliss, emptiness, nature. Bliss, emptiness. It's nothing but discriminating wisdom. And desire yourself liberated. Shout out the six syllables. Om Mani Padme Hum, yeah. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Don't chase the object of jealousy. Look at the examining mind. Examining self-arisen and self-liberated. The intellect, emptiness, nature. Intellect, emptiness. It's nothing but accomplishing wisdom. In jealousy, self-liberated. Shout out those six syllables. Om Mani Padme Hum. Yeah. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Don't be dense about the object of delusion. Just look at delusion itself. All thoughts are self-arisen and self-liberated. The awareness, emptiness, nature. Awareness, emptiness. It's nothing but Dharma Dhatu wisdom. And delusion, self-liberated. Shout out the six syllables. Om Mani Padme Hum, yeah. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum, yeah. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. All right, one of my favorites. It talks about the five poisons and how they can turn into the five wisdoms. And, the next one, we're going to do the Song of Mahamudra, page 73 in the old book, and 84 in the new book. This was a Milarepa song, and sung in reply to the challenge raised by three scholars that came to him in his cave and debated with him about the best way of achieving enlightenment. So it talks about all the different things we talk about in Mahamudra, the view, meditation, conduct, and fruition in each of the four verses. And different aspects of meditation, clarity, awareness, resting, and self-luminous mind, hope and fear, all of that. So, also a profound song. Okay. At the time I'm meditating on Mahamudra, I rest without struggle and actual real being. I rest, relax in a free from wandering space. I rest in a clarity cradled in emptiness space. I rest in awareness, and this is blissful space. I rest unruffled in non-conceptual space. In variety space, I rest in equipoise. And resting like this is native mind itself. A wealth of certainty manifest endlessly, without even trying. Self-luminous mind is at work. Not stuck in expecting results, I'm doing okay. No dualism, no hopes and fears, oh hey. Delusion as wisdom, now that's being cheerful and bright. Delusion transformed into wisdom, now that's all right. All right, all right, all right. Okay, the next one is another little ditty that is I think this is from a larger Milarepa song, a longer Milarepa song that we've sung occasionally. I don't have the words for the whole thing, but this is just something that I remember and sing to myself occasionally. So it's a fun little song. Throughout the day and night, look at your mind. Throughout the day and night, look at your mind. When you don't use your mind, you don't see anything. When you don't see anything, let go and relax. Throughout the day and night, look at your mind. When you look at your mind, you don't see anything. And you don't see anything, let go and relax. Throughout the day and night, look at your mind. When you look at your mind, you don't see anything. When you don't see anything, let go and relax. Cute little song, really like it. Okay, onward and upward. We're going to sing this one, is looking nakedly, resting directly, and relaxing at ease. This also isn't in the songbook, but it's based on an earlier song that is in the songbook. But Rinpoche and Chris and Tyler redid the melody completely, and the words are a bit different too. So this is a completely different song than the one we used to sing, which used to go, "I the Yogi Milarepa." Remember that one? But this one is in a minor key instead of a major key, and it's definitely much more sort of mysterious. And so anyway, let me see. "Looking nakedly, I see the essence, see simplicity that resembles space. Resting directly, I realize the true nature, empty essence of all things. Relaxing at ease, I hold my own place. The river of awareness clarifies. Tossing thoughts away, recollection dissolves. Six rounds chasm cutting through and through. Recognizing Buddha as my mind, there is nothing here to yearn for or achieve. When realization dawns from within, like the sun lighting up the dark, all my thoughts and disturbing emotion, uncontrived in their own place, dissolve." What?
The old one is beautiful too.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. But for some reason, we could never quite figure out the melody. I think it was.
It had something to do with the first person. The I word. I request it for next time. We'll
okay.
Together and sing it.
Okay. All right. Okay. Cool.
Figure it out. I would like to do it again.
The same song?
Yeah.
Okay.
Slower and get that.
Okay.
Yeah.
"Looking nakedly, I see the essence. See simplicity that resembles space. Resting directly, I realize the true nature, empty essence of all things. Relaxing at ease, I hold my own place. The river of awareness clarifies. Tossing thoughts away, recollection dissolves. Six realms chasm cut off through and through. Recognizing Buddha as my own mind. There is nothing here to yearn for or achieve. When realization dawns from within, like the sun lighting up the dark, all my thoughts and disturbing motion, uncontrived in their own place dissolve. That is a nice one. This is the next one's a song that Lama Tempa used as a dedication at Natartha this summer.
And at Sangha Retreat.
It was sung by Christian Scott and Julia Lindarova. And
with the ukulele
accompaniment. Right, exactly. And it was put to melody by the One Village Music Project.
Words by Dalai Lama.
Words by the Dalai Lama. That's right. Exactly. Words by the Dalai Lama. So it's really a nice little song. Every day, think as you wake up. Today I am fortunate to have woken up. I am alive. I have a precious human life. And I'm not gonna waste it. Every day, think as you wake up. Today I am fortunate to have woken up. I am alive. I have a precious human life. And I'm not gonna waste it. Every day, think as you wake up. Today I am fortunate to have woken up. I am alive. I have a precious human life. And I'm not gonna waste it. Beautiful. Every morning. Right. Okay. Well, now we should do acknowledge the incredible authors of these songs by doing the longevity supplications for Kempo and Punlak Rinpoche. Let me see here first. You who shine with the radiance of intelligent skillful play, you are a field of excellent quality. You manifest an ocean of Dharma with each point clear and distinct. In all 10 directions, a melodious sound of your song reverberate. You sing the songs of the deep meaning of the view and meditation. Genuine spiritual friend, may your feet continue their playful dance. We beg you to always remain. In the Yana Samantabhadra, The essence of the ocean of scriptures is the definitive meaning, the luminous heart. In all directions you fly the banner of this great tradition's teaching. Glory supreme Guru, may you always remain. You hold the treasury of the secret great perfection, master of teaching true meaning to students who are ready. You carry the victory banner of the teachings and the scripture. Genuine spiritual friend, may your activity increase. And finally, I don't know the guitar part to this, so I'll learn it for next time. Nalanda, the world's supreme adornment, you're the source of the noble land of India's learned scholars, accomplished practitioners, and the five fields of knowledge. Through applying ourselves with joyful diligence, in your hearing, reflection, and meditation, may the lands of the West be established in the three kinds of enlightenment. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you.
Hey. I want to say hello to the good people online.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining.
Oh, David, this was really, really wonderful, Michael. It's historic, and it's so kind of you to offer this. Oh. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, pleasure. Michael, and all the work you put into it, just learning all the songs, and it's so fun. So
great, thanks.
Michael, I'd like to make one point. You know, when we say songs and composed, I know I think of it as something like, you know, writing down and crossing out, trying to get it right. But the songs of the Dohas of Kempo Rinpoche were not composed. Really? They were not written. They were sung out of his enlightened spontaneous. And that's, I think, very important. It's a blessing that we get when we sing them. Uh-huh. That's what I think.
Yeah, great.
Join us next month, same time, same place.
Merci. Bye.
Oh, good.
Oh, great.
For me, I'd appreciate a lot of repeats.
Oh, yeah, okay. All right.
Exactly.
Well, it makes my life easier.
It's great.
I don't know. I couldn't find it.
Oh, she's good.
Wow.
Wow.